The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We are looking at the issue that what does it mean to be the Shia of Ali? And the way of answering that question is to look at the companions of Ali. And so we come to one of the companions, Miqdad. Again, remember Banu Zuhra, this clan of Quraysh in Mecca. They are the one who sponsored his father. One of their members of that clan was Abdurrahman bin Auf, a very prominent figure in the Muslim history. And one day, Miqdad was sitting with him, and probably because of that familiarity, because he was supported by that clan, Abdurrahman bin Auf asked him that, why don't you get married, Miqdad? This is in Medina. Miqdad looked at him and he said, what about your daughter? Would you give your daughter to me? Now remember, you know, upper class, lower caste. This is elite. Banu Zahra, Qurayshi, Arab. Miqdad is also Arab, of course. But he is the Mawla, client of the tribe. And so there is a social, difference. Abdurrahman bin Auf considers himself to be from the elite. He became very angry. He said, how dare even you propose the marriage with my daughter? He said, well, you were asking me, why don't I get married? I said, what about your daughter? And he said bad things to him, and, Miqdad became angry. And this is where we had to come realize that, these Arabs, they became Muslim, but this disease of racism was still there. It continued even after Rasulullah became official policy in the Khilafat of the second Khalifa. And this is not tabarra anything, this is actually historical facts, which even became more, disturbing during the time of the third Khalifa. And so Miqdad became kind of upset with the attitude of Abdurrahman bin Auf, and he went to the Prophet and he complained about the attitude of Abdurrahman bin Auf. What does Rasulullah do? He says, Miqdad, don't worry, I will get you married. When you read the story, initially, even my thought was maybe Rasulullah will stand up and go with Miqdad to Abdurrahman bin Auf and say, I am proposing the marriage now. But no, he doesn't do that. He says, Miqdad, don't worry. I will get you married to my cousin. This is where practically Rasulullah abolishes this whole class system in society. Once you become a Muslim, once you are a mu'min, it is your taqwa and nothing else. What tribe you belong to, what race you belong to, that doesn't count. And this is where the Prophet then got Miqdad bin Aswad married to Zuba'a bint Zubair bin Abdul Muttalib. And Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam actually explains that. He did this in order to make people realize that when it comes to the compatibility in marriage, the main thing is iman and taqwa and nothing else. Miqdad is counted among the very loyal followers of Ali, the early Shias. He was among those 10 to 12 people who refused to do bayat with Abu Bakr. And actually, he's one of those who had the courage to stand up during those very crucial days, early days, in the gathering, and criticize Abu Bakr openly. uses very strong words. He says, Ya Aba Bakr, arbi ala nafsik. Look at your own measure, not physically. You know, what is your standard? وَقِسْ شِبْرَكَ بِفِطْرِكَ. You know, try to look at your size. Are you fit for this position? إِلْزِمْ بَيْتِكَ. Go home and stay in home. وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ. And cry for your sin and mistake that you have done. Because this is better for you in your life and your death. وَرُدَّ هَذَا الْعَمْرَ حَيْسُ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And return this position to the one that Allah and Rasul had appointed. Do not go towards the dunya. ثُمَّ تَصِيرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَيُجِيزِكَ. Remember, a day will come when you will be presented in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will, you know, recompense for whatever you are doing. قَدْ عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ هَذَا الْعَمْرَ لِعَلِيٍّ. You know that this position belongs to Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَهُوَ صَاحِبُهُ بَعْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He is the one who is the successor after Rasulullah. قَدْ نَصَحْتُكَ إِنْ قَبِلْتَ نُصْحِي. I have advised you sincerely if you would listen to me. Very similar words that Amir al-Mu'minin himself has used in his third khutbah when he says, لَقَدْ تَقَمَّسَهَا إِبْنَ أَبِي قُحَافَ. تَقَمَّسَ from قَمِيس, you know, shirt. Means Abu Bakr has put on a shirt which doesn't fit him. It doesn't fit him. It is of my size. And he should know that my position in Khilafat and in Ummah is like the position of the axis between the handmill. And he was, in the words of one of the Imams, that Miqdad was so much obedient to Ali that during those early days, he would just sit there with his hand on the sword, قائماً قابضاً على قائم السيف عيناه في عين أمير المؤمنين, looking at the face of Ali all the time. Waiting for him, not by his own wish or desire, whatever Ali would say. Again, we see when the second Khalifa was killed and he appointed six people before he died as the committee to choose the Khalifa there. There also, publicly he stands there. In order to advise the committee members there, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اسْمَعُوا مَا أَقُولُ. Listen to me what I'm saying. أنا المقداد بن عمر. I am مقداد. Know my background. إنكم إن بايعتم عليا سمعنا وعطعنا. If you select Ali and do bayat to him, we will accept it and obey. وإن بايعتم عثمان سمعنا وعصينا. And if you do bayat to Uthman, we will hear that, but we will not obey him. We will disobey him. And he was very vocal opponent of Uthman, to the extent that when we look at, you know, Miqdad, when he died in the year 33rd of after Hijrah, he even used his own death and funeral as a protest against the system of Khilafat. A prominent Sahabi like Miqdad has passed away. He died in a property he had just outside Medina. They brought his janaza to Medina, to Baqi. He is buried there. And according to the custom at that time, and the protocol demanded that the Khalifa would come and do the janaza of this prominent companion of Rasulullah. But Miqdad had very specific will when he died, saying that I don't want Uthman to do the janaza on me. He said, I want my brother Yasir, Ammar bin Yasir, to recite the janaza. This was a very strong, you know, so even in his death, he gives a message to Uthman that I do not consider you worthy for this. And so these are the ashab that we have to see, and this is where we have to look at the issues, the social, you know, position that they had, how they interacted with the Prophet, how the Prophet dealt with them. And that is the example that we have to keep in our minds.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.